Okay. I was so excited about the whole being able to change my name. And then, okay, Carolyn. Let's try one more time. I think I've turned everything off. Let's see. Fingers crossed. Unmute. Okay.
Let's try this one more time, Betsy. Hopefully it works.
Yes, you sound so much better. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry
Thank
about
you
that.
for your patience and for your persistence. I was like, Carolyn's not going to come back. I know she's not going to come back.
No, I need to come back on this one. I need your foot up my ass essentially on this one.
Okay, let's do it. All right, what's going
So
on?
I want to talk about my relationship with my father-in-law.
Okay.
I did a thought download on it, and he's a very, okay, this is a thought. I know it's a thought. He's a very difficult man for me to be around. He is inconsistent. He does not make a plan, follow a plan, anything. And he is also, in my eyes, very rude. So I am very uncomfortable around him, and I need to find a way to find some calm and some zen to be able to continue this relationship.
Okay, give me a specific example.
I actually wrote down seven for you.
Oh, seven. Okay.
Yes, that was in my thought download. So the day of my wedding, he had been talking all about how he's going to pay for the booze. The day of my wedding, he said, nope, not paying for it.
Okay.
He also didn't go to his son's graduation because he said it was too windy outside.
Mm-hmm.
The man drives a Ram truck.
Mm-hmm.
He always asks if I'm pregnant, and I mm-hmm. say no, and then he lectures me on my weight.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he sees me, he just brings up that I didn't dance with him on my wedding day, even though he never asked.
Mm-hmm.
He complains we don't call enough. He never calls. He never commits to a holiday or a holiday dinner. He'll always say, oh, I'll come if I don't get a better offer. And he won't let you know until 10 minutes before the dinner starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is, we always have to eat where he wants and when he wants, no matter what time of day it is. So the last time he came over, he goes, well, I really want to eat at this restaurant. I called. They didn't have a reservation until 10. I said, can we go another day? He said, no, we're going at 10.
Okay.
So I was hangry at that point. So I went to go get a snack to try to soothe the hanger. He yelled at me for snacking.
Okay.
So I don't know how to, I need some
Okay, let me just,
my thoughts around this.
Okay, let me pull out like a couple of them where it's, he never calls us. We have to call him. And I mean, there's a couple of those where it's like you have. So, have you gone through the relationships course yet?
So that's next on my list after no BS. I've already printed it. It's in my binder. I just wanted to complete no BS first.
Okay. Yeah, that's your next best decision for sure in terms of. But I'll just talk a little bit about it in terms of. And do you know the concept of the manual?
I've heard about it through some of the calls, so I know like I have what I expect of him.
Yes.
That may not be. I had to give him the manual for him to understand that. And to be fair to him.
No, you don't have to give anyone their manual. I mean, I don't actually don't recommend that because I mean, that's basically walking up to them and saying, well, this is what I expect of you. And if you don't do this, then I will be really, I will feel really disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to help the situation. What needs to happen is you drop your manual for how you think he should be, how you think he should behave. What you think he should say, what you think he should not say, what you think he should do or not do. And you take responsibility for your life and your choices and you say, you know, he can do whatever he wants to do, just like I can. And I can choose to spend time around him. I can choose to go to dinner at 10 p.m. or not. I can choose to, call him or not. I can choose to invite him to dinners or not. If he's not going to commit by a certain time, you know, you're in control.
So I guess, how do I deal with that? So a lot of my family knows he's very unreasonable. I don't know how to deal. Like, I don't want to work with him sometimes.
Okay.
But to honor my husband and his side of the family, I attempt to keep the relationship open and working. And that's,
well, that's your decision. You can honor your husband and you don't have to do that. You know, I mean, you can honor your husband in a lot of different ways, right? I mean, you're choosing that thought. You're choosing the thought, I am honoring my husband by, you know, dealing with my father-in-law. It's not, I mean, that's not, in, I don't think that's in your vows, right? To that you have to spend time with your father-in-law as part of being, you know, your husband. I mean, you know, being with your husband. Now, you may want to, and you may choose to. And so that's what we want to talk about, is kind of, where do you want to be? I mean, what do you want to choose to do? And then how do you need to think and feel about it to do that stuff that you choose to do? And, you know, because you can choose anything you want, right? Yeah. So you said something like calm and zen. When do you feel calm and zen?
So this is where we have the problem. So last week there was a chance I'd have to spend time with him unplanned. Mm-hmm. Normally I like to mentally prepare for it, and it just set me off on a couple binges, just totally off the rails. So calm to me is eating. I need to find a new calm. I haven't mm-hmm. been able to find a new calm yet.
But even like calm when you're with him, right? I mean, when you're yes. in his presence. So, but you didn't really answer my question. I mean, when are you like, so what are you thinking? Or do you feel calm and zen when you are overeating and binging?
I feel like a wave of calm after, and then kind of, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Then the shit storm starts up, right? So it might be a calm of about 10 seconds. So yeah. I'm talking about like a calm and zen that creates, you know, good results for you. So when do you feel calm and zen, like in your life?
When I have a plan.
Okay.
Which he doesn't do well with.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you said, you know, he doesn't have a plan or follow it. And I'm like, is he in P&P? Is he supposed to be following a plan too? Right? I mean, that's totally a page in your manual for him, that he needs to make plans ahead of time, that he needs to decide on things. He doesn't think that. You know, he's different from us. And, you know, it's like, are you willing to be okay with that?
I think I need to find a way to be okay with it, but I don't mm-hmm. quite know how to get there in my brain.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, and for you, I think it's coming up with some thoughts to practice. We're like, I'm working on being okay with this, that he is different, than that he is, you know, he doesn't make the same choices as me, and that's okay. What do you like about your father-in-law? Do you love him?
No, I feel guilty admitting that, but no.
Why not?
He's just very, I don't know how to describe it. He's been very mean to me. Again, asking every time if I'm pregnant and then giving me a lecture on my weight. It's really hard to forgive that. Sorry.
Yeah. Why are you crying?
Just, I don't know how to forgive those thoughts. I don't know how to think differently around those thoughts when it keeps coming up.
Yeah, and I mean, like...
And I think I feel guilty that I should love him. He is a part of my family now.
Should you love him? No matter what? No matter what he says or does?
I mean, that's what I've always thought about family, that you should.
I mean, it's always your choice, right? I mean, it's totally up to you. But you can, if you want to love him, you can say that, I mean, you can decide to think that whatever he says or does is, you know what, he's just being himself and I love him. You know, he's just doing what he, it might even be interesting for you to do some model. Do you do models now?
Yes, I'm working on it. I filled one in for him, but I haven't figured out a new laddered up thought.
Well, I want you to, you could also practice doing models from his perspective. Like doing his models in terms of like in the action line, I ask Carolyn about her weight. What do you think he might be thinking when he asks you about your weight?
That I'm unhealthy.
Like, she is my daughter-in-law and I love her and I'm worried about her health. and I'd love to have grandchildren someday. And, you know, I want her to be in the best health she can so that I can have a grandchild. Cause what do you think he's thinking? I mean, what, before I said that, what do you think, did you think he might be thinking?
I honestly didn't know. I didn't know because even like when we go to sit down to a meal, even if I try to leave food behind, he pushes me to finish it. So it feels kind of like an oxymoron.
Right. So it's like, you know what he's, I mean, it's almost like, do you even want to try and figure it out? Right. Like he's just being himself. It, you know, it doesn't make sense to me, but I love him anyway. He's my father-in-law, you know, and like I choose what I've eat, what, you know, what I put in my mouth, what I don't put in my mouth, whether we have a baby or not. But it would be interesting to just kind of do a few of those models with like, with the things that really get under your skin, you know, and just like, what could he be thinking other than what, you know, I've thought before, right? Like, how could he be coming from a place of love for me? How could he be coming from a place of concern for me? And so that's an option, you know, all these are options, but another option is to absolutely like set up, you know, set some boundaries with him. And that's taught that we talk about that in the relationships course, where if you decide that you are not, you know, you are not going to tolerate a certain behavior because it's either emotionally or physically violating to you. And that's what boundaries are. And this is for everybody. Boundaries can be a little confusing, like the boundaries that we're talking about. There is only, you only set a boundary if there is an emotional or a physical violation. So if someone is hitting you, if someone is screaming, you know, you get to decide what that is. But if you decide something he's doing is violating you, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's physically violating
you.
But emotionally, if something that you just decide you do not want to tolerate, then you can absolutely set a boundary. But you set that boundary for yourself. You don't set it for him so that he'll change his behavior, because we can't change anybody else. But you can just decide if he's going to talk to me this way, then I'm leaving. Or something like that. And you don't have to tell him that, right? That's just a decision that you make. And so, you know, that's something that's discussed in the relationships course too. But if it's just something that's just like a little annoying and you know, it's just like, okay, I'm just going to decide that he has his opinions and I disagree and he's who he is. And he might be doing it because of this. He might be doing it because, I mean, you can decide he's doing it because of anything, right? And so it's just up to you to decide how you want to think about it, whatever he says or does.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to really come up with some power thoughts when you are in, you know, spending time with him, but also, you know, you talked some about the past, right? About your wedding and about these different things. And it's like, you know, you're going back to that stuff from the past. And you also want to decide how you want to think about that stuff. Like, my wedding went exactly the way it was supposed to. You know, I mean, you could just decide that and not ever think about any of that stuff ever again. Right? And so it's just, I mean, it's the power of your thoughts. So what questions do you have?
So I agree with letting the wedding go, but how do I deal with the fact that he keeps bringing it up? Like every time I see him, he says, "Oh, I regret never dancing with you." And I normally just apologize because I'm afraid if I say, "Well, you never asked," that'll be too aggressive.
You say, "You know what? The wedding went exactly the way it was supposed to." You know, and I mean, and he may always bring it up, or that might shut him down. You know, you never know. But or you can, and you can just keep saying that every time he says something. You know what? The wedding was perfect. It was perfect exactly the way it was, because that's the way it was, right? I think about my wedding. My mom talked the entire time during my first dance with my husband. Like, we were having this like special moment and kind of singing a little bit to each other. And here's my mother, like, just bad to somebody. And now I just decided, like, oh my gosh, that's just like a funny memory now. And like, I've told a lot of people about it and they're like, well, of course your mother would do that because they know my mother and she talks a lot. And so it's just like become this funny thing. And you could just decide that, you know, whatever happened is just like, okay, that was exactly the way it was supposed to happen because that's the way it happened. And yeah, so I just have a feeling, you know, I can't say for sure, but I bet if you say something like, you know what, it just went right exactly the way it was supposed to go and it was perfect, you know, and you will need to practice that to believe it, right? But
I'm just worried that I'll hurt him. That's the other thing.
Okay, so you can't hurt anybody else. So he has to, so think about his model, right? You say the wedding went perfectly. And if he feels hurt, that's the feeling line, right? Mm-hmm. There's a thought in there that he has to think to feel hurt. So we can't hurt anyone else's feelings. We can't hurt anyone else. We can't offend anyone else. We can't annoy anyone else because it's always based on our thoughts. Their thoughts, you know, they think something to feel hurt. They think something to feel offended. We don't have that power over anyone else. We're just trying to work on ourselves, right? And work on our thoughts and our feelings.
Very much so. He just, he's a very easily offendable person.
No, no, because we can't, you can't offend him. If he feels offended, that's because he's thinking a thought like, this offends me. He's choosing that thought himself.
So how do I deal with the actions resulting from that thought?
Like what actions?
So there's been times where he's yelled and screamed at us because I've said something wrong, or he's not talked to us for a couple months, or it hurts my husband, and that's where I...
That's because your husband has... This is your husband's model. Father doesn't speak to us. Your husband feels hurt. Your husband has a thought in between there of, I wish my dad would speak to us. I miss my dad. Something like that, right? And then he feels hurt. So no one is making anyone else feel anything. It's always up to us. So if he yells and screams, if he doesn't speak to you, it's his choice.
Okay.
Everybody's always, you know, in control of their own actions, and you get to just love him and, or not love him or whatever it is. That's your choice too. That's your action line. So just realizing that's what this whole relationships course, I think it's one of the best courses we have, because you realize that you're only responsible for you, and you can, I mean, and thinking that you can hurt other people, thinking that you can offend other people, it just never helps, because we just don't have that much power over anyone else. But go through that course, and I think you'll get some real, you know, some big ahas, and then come back and listen to this again. And then, but you know, you can go through that course just thinking about him, right? Just think about him as the specific example that you're working on. I think that's really good to do for everybody who's going through these courses, is to really think of the specific example that you want to work on, especially that relationships course. And then after you go through it, if you have more questions, you can put them in Ask Coaches, or come back on here with me or Kathy, and let's just keep working on it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Betsy.
All right. This was a good one. All right. Bye.
Bye.
I will say, it took me a little, you know, it takes us a little while to realize that we don't have the power to change anyone. But when it clicks, it's just like freedom. Tanya.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Could you get somewhere where you can stop?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear you. Yeah, so you can get somewhere. Okay, sounds like you walked into your car. Okay.
Okay. hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little bit better. Yeah. But if you can get in, like get in your car or whatever, that'd be great.
Okay, let me just put this.
You're shopping today.
I'm usually not the first person or second person, so.
And I'm sorry, I should have given your name, told your name. Yeah, so Tanya, and so you're up here now, and then we've got Mick Marcy up next, by the way. So.
Okay.
Okay, there you are.
Just 1 second. Let's put this off. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I have, I'm an April baby, and I've done really well. I've lost right at 18 pounds. With PNP, I've lost a total of 30.
Uh-oh.
And I was listening to a podcast today, and I apologize for not having the number, but something resonated with me. It was with Corinne and Kathy. Mm-hmm. And what they stated, the lady was talking about anxiety on choosing or the potential to have a new job. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of weighing the pros and cons of that. And something that was stated was that the choice, you know, they encouraged her to write down the pros and the cons and then make a decision. And they even commented that, you know, Corinne bought a house in 3 hours or something like that. And so, but they stated that the decision was correct because she made the decision. And that, I know I've heard that before, but today it resonated with me differently because I've made a lot of decisions in my life that were not correct decisions. In hindsight, they weren't the right decision. Hence, I've learned and I've grown and I've changed. When those circumstances have come about, I've changed because of the past incorrect decision.
See, and that's what makes it correct, because you learned and grew and moved forward from it.
I agree with you there, mm-hmm. but the initial incorrect decision wasn't correct.
Well, but how would you have ever known that? I mean, how would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think labeling decisions as correct or incorrect or right or wrong are, I mean, there's no such thing. There's just a decision that you make, and it either results in, you know, it results in things, and it might result right. in things that you want or things that you don't want. So then the things that you want, great. Yay, keep doing it. The things that you don't want, great, because now I know what I don't want. And
okay.
that's a win too. And okay. so, yeah, so it's just like there's no right or wrong decisions because we're either, I mean, we always say, you know, you're either succeeding or you're learning. There's no failure.
Okay.
There's no failure. I mean, how okay. great is that? That there's no, there doesn't have to ever be any failure because you either succeed or you learn from it.
Okay. I get it now.
Okay.
My second question mm-hmm. is, and this is, when I hear myself say this, I have a thought in my head that it's going to come out as pompous and snooty, and that is not my intention for it to come out that way. But that's the thought that comes out of my head, is I have a situation where I have been asked to assist. I don't know if you're familiar with what CASA is.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm a CASA.
Right. And so for everybody that doesn't know, that's like where you help kids that are in foster
care. In the foster care. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a court-appointed child advocate.
Right, right.
And so in my work life, I am a director of case management. Mm-hmm. So, and done that for years and years and years. Recently retired. and have been a CASA for about 3 years. Well, now in the state of Texas, they are requiring CASAs to use a software application. Mm-hmm. Long story short, that was in a past life. I did implementations as part of my work, and I have been asked to assist with this by the director. All good. That's great. It'll make us a better program. What I'm finding is that in the work environment with this director, it screams of, in my head, it screams of unprofessionalism that she is dealing with her staff that I have never seen as a advocate, because when I work with her as an advocate, mm-hmm. She's all sweet, 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 because you have to be nice to volunteers or they mm-hmm. won't be volunteers, right, of their time. CASA gets no payment for this. Right. On the side, she has contracted me to help implement this software package. And I'm thinking in my head, how in the world can I work with such a very unprofessional person who really needs to have an HR class? I mean, she really doesn't understand how to deal professionally with people. And I keep thinking I'm smarter. And not than her. I have the wisdom of working with people differently. I don't know. But in my head, I keep on thinking, you know, I'm better than this. Why am I allowing myself to partake in a situation that is so uncomfortable for me on a professional level?
Why are you? Why?
Because I think the success of the program will be great, and okay. She doesn't know how to.
Then that's your reason.
So how do you deal with, how do I deal with the conflicting emotions of my compelling reason is to work with the program, because I think ultimately this will help the children. Ultimately, yeah. You'll have better documentation. You'll have evidence for grants and all that. Being present when she is so unprofessional to her staff, not to me, but to her staff.
So that's none of your business.
It's not, but she doesn't respect the fact that she is berating people in my presence, and I'm even trying to move away from that situation. I exit myself and say, you know, this sounds like a discussion that I probably don't need to be involved in.
Okay, well, then you keep doing that, but you've given me a bunch of thoughts that you have about her that you're choosing. I mean, you've got a big old story around her, a big old bunch of opinions about her. You can keep those opinions or not. And you can keep doing this work or not, but you just want to like your reason. And it sounds like I want to help the kids is a pretty darn good reason.
Right. It is.
You can't change her. Right.
Right. I can't change her. Right.
So do you want to continue to work in that environment?
I guess I do. I guess my thought could be I've, in my years of experience, I've worked with a lot of different personalities. Mm-hmm. And so this would be no different, mm-hmm. is to work with this unique personality. Mm-hmm.
And you can also say, like, it's my opportunity and it's all these other people's opportunity to learn how to work with someone that is, you know, that behaves in this way. And that, you know, I get to choose whether I work here. They get to choose whether they work here.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm very sympathetic to the employee or employees. She's not picking on one. She's being unprofessional to all.
But that is none of your business. That's none of your concern. You got a job to do there, period. You got a job to do. Do your job. So are you having thoughts like I think I could help her. I think I know what needs to happen here.
Yes, yeah. I have thoughts like that. Yeah.
Well, that's not your role. That's not your role.
Yes, right. Yeah, she's not asking my opinion on how to run her business. Right.
Yeah,
right.
None of your business.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
And it's funny, I even told her that yesterday in a conference call because she wanted to call me and basically wanted me to verify and validate her reasoning for berating and this other employee. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, you know, I work best. And I even used the terminology. I said, I work really best if you give me a directive and I do it and I stay in my lane and I not worry about mm-hmm. how you do your business. And she kept circling back around, but I need to know, did you witness this? Did you? And it was a cat fight. And it's just so unprofessional.
It's so unprofessional is your thought. It's not a fact. That is your opinion about her management style.
Okay. So it is a different management style than I would have chosen.
Yeah.
Is that a better thought?
Is it? Does that feel better?
It feels that if I can't say she's unprofessional.
I mean, you can say whatever you want, right? But is that going to help you stay in your lane, get your work done? It sounds to me like you, I mean, I don't even know when you're getting work done because you're thinking about all this stuff, right?
Right.
You know, I'm joking, but it's like, if you just be, I mean, you know, you got a job to do just like everybody else there.
Okay.
And
okay. I'm going to model all, cause I hear myself, I'm going to replay this and I hear all the million thoughts that I've got around that. And you're right. So I'm going to model those. And I'll submit a few if it's okay, because I'm still in trying to understand models and get,
absolutely.
That was my goal for this month, is to be a boss at models. That's my goal.
Well, and I also want you to do a little homework where you just like you just make a list. This is my role. This is my role right now. And maybe even another list. This is not my role. Even though I have experience in the past, or even though I might know better, or I might be able, this is not my role.
Okay.
You know? Okay. And so how am I going to just stay in my lane?
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this call. Thank you so much. I feel better already. I got homework and I'm going to get on it.
All righty. Yeah. I'll be looking for that and ask coaches for sure. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Tanya. Manager. All right, we got Mick, Marcy, and Debbie up. Are you there, Mick? There we go. Oh, hold on. There we go. Are you there? I can't hear you. You'll need to go and change your audio settings for Zoom. So if one of y'all will put in the comments exactly what she needs to do, I'm gonna change it back, and then you just raise your hands again. Okay, Debbie, you're up next. We'll see. Hello. Are you there, Debbie? Hello? Hello, Debbie? Are you there? Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm just laughing. Yes. Okay, Debbie. I'm taking you back. I was going to say, you know, it's just one of those days, but I don't think that's a good thought for me. Okay, Mick, let's try you again. See if you got it fixed. Here we go. Are you there? Let's see. Okay, you posted. How do you get your microphone? Maybe go into setting. Let's see, you're on your computer. Okay, so maybe go into, let's see, let me just, Zoom preferences. Yes, you need to go to Zoom preferences, like go up to zoom.us up on your, on the website, and then go to preferences, and then click on audio. Do you see that? Let's see. Oh, right there. Let's see. No. So go and do a little bit of work on that, and then just raise your hand again. We'll get you on here. We got time. All right, Robin. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. You can also hear my dog.
Yes, you got puppies. How are you? What's going on?
I am not doing well. I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out. Mm-hmm. It's been about a year. I sold the house. I'm living in an apartment. Love my apartment. It's great. However, I'm kind of in a place where I don't have any people in my life, you know. I don't have any romantic connections. I've not ever had a serious boyfriend. I've had friends in the past, but they get busy with their own lives and don't have time for me.
Is that true? Is that really true?
When I try to, and I'm always the one that has to, I am the one that initiates things, right? So I'm the planner.
What's wrong with that, though? First, okay, let's start there. You know, I had a couple of friends where I was having that same thought, like, I've got to do everything. I always have to call them. And then I decided, you know what? If I want to spend time with them, it's up to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's every fifth time they're canceling, but when it's every time they cancel on me, you know, so-and-so has soccer, so-and-so has, well, you'd understand if you had kids. Mm. You'd understand, you know, if, you know, I've got to spend time with my husband. Again, I don't have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any of that.
Mm-hmm. So that hurts. Why does that hurt?
Because I don't want to die alone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be disconnected from other people, but I feel like I am.
Okay, so if you had to think of a solution to this, like right now, just sitting here today, one solution, what would it be? Well, if you had to guess, what's one action that you could take today to find some more connection?
That's the thing. I've been doing the things. I've been reaching out to people, but it keeps feeling like I keep getting rejected. And it hurts.
Are you willing to keep? It sounds like you're getting good at rejection. So are you willing to keep going and maybe get rejected a few more times until you find some connection? You want to keep going?
I guess I have no other option.
Yeah.
But it hurts.
And it might hurt for a while, right? But you can handle that too, right? But why does it hurt?
Because the thought is these people are capable of loving. They're just not capable of loving me.
Mm.
There's something about me that's not lovable. That's not... that people can't connect to me.
What if that wasn't true? What if you just hadn't found the right people yet?
And I wouldn't be 43 without anybody in my life.
No. You just hadn't found your people yet. I remember you getting coached on this at camp. Right? You just haven't found your people.
I haven't found my people. I'm sure they're out there.
Oh, they're out there. There are people out there for everybody. I know that's true. So everybody who's here is asking, what about a local meetup? What about, where do you live?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. So action number one is for you to post in Facebook that you're in Gainesville. Is there anybody nearby? Okay. But here's the other thing. I mean, there, we can talk all about actions, right? But if you think about the model, you're familiar with the model, right? You gotta have your mind right to do all these actions. And if you're thinking that you're never going to find your people, that they're not out there, you're certainly not going to keep trying, right? So yeah. What can you work on believing about yourself, about your people, that will lead you just to keep trying? Keep trying things. And I have some other ideas on what you can try. But let's work on that first, because that's the most important, because you're not in a place right now, right, where you're gonna get real creative about connecting.
Yeah, it's a little hard when you're in pain.
Yeah.
Be creative.
Yeah. So how else would you like to feel about this whole deal other than pain?
I'd like to feel strong. I'd like to feel confident. Mm-hmm.
But maybe even that might be that could be a little stretch at this point, right? Yeah. That's some kind of some rainbows and daisy stuff right now. Yeah. But how about just like.
Not throat punching yourself,
you know, somewhere between throat punching and, you know, and confident. And there's a big space in between there, right? Yeah. There's stuff like discomfort, right? There's stuff like, I mean, we're keeping it real here. There's stuff like, you know what? I'm going to do this and I might get rejected again. And that's okay, because I'm not giving up looking for my people, because they're looking for me too. That's the thing, is that everybody's just looking for everybody. And if everybody quits looking, no one's going to find anybody, right?
Right.
So it's like, it's uncomfortable, but it's patient and it's open and it's like curious and willing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so all those feelings, what do you want to be thinking about to feel all that stuff? Like, you know, we talked about one thought, just like, just hadn't found my people yet. Yeah. What else?
I'm worth somebody's time.
Yeah. You believe that?
I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I do, which is what makes it so painful. I'm the last choice.
Mm. It's like, I'm worth somebody's time. I just hadn't found that somebody yet. Yeah. I've only found, you know, douches, as Corinne likes to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, you know, and it's like, you don't have to think bad about, I mean, you can think whatever you want about those people, right? But it's just like, they're not my people. Yeah. They're just not my people. I love the thing that Brooke Castillo said from the Life Coach School. She's like, I can be the juiciest peach in the world, but if somebody doesn't like peaches, they're not my people, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, okay, I hadn't found somebody that likes peaches yet. So what else? It's like, okay, I hadn't found my people yet. I'm worth it. And I will tell you, Robin, when I ask you if you believe that, I didn't think you were going to say yes. Because I'm still working on believing that about, you know, myself in terms of my worth. But if you really believe that already, you're like a step ahead of a lot of other people.
I love about myself, though. I mean, like, I love old jazz, and whenever I listen to it, I'm like, oh, I just love that about you, you know?
See, I mean, yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, you are miles ahead of a lot of people, where it's like, you know what you like, you know what you love about yourself, you know what you're interested in, and all of this that you've been through has brought you to here today. Like, that's helped you figure all that out. You know, it's like you're right where you need to be today, where you know yourself, you love yourself, you know you're worth it to be, you know, with other people who have the same interest as you and all that kind of stuff. And again, it's just a matter of, like, being patient enough to find them. And I mean, we have the power of the internet these days, right? And right. So it's like, I'm looking here what people said. But, you know, there's that meetup.com, which I haven't tried before. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I play D&D through a group I met through there.
Mm-hmm. And so, but I mean, they have it on every single topic. Obviously post in the tribe, but here's post in the tribe about, you know, getting other tribe members in your area. I know there's a lot in Florida for sure. But I know Florida is a big state, but yeah, there's a lot in the area. But the other thing is, like, just posting in Facebook, like, what's going on for you? Like, I am looking to connect with other people. What have other people done? Cause you've already got some ideas here in the comments about take a park district class in something you like, you know, take a class in something you enjoy. Like, it's just all about getting out there, right, amongst the people. But I think it'd be awesome, because I think this is something you are absolutely not the only one in the tribe that is going through the same thing, for sure. So absolutely take, you have your people in the tribe. I mean, those are your people.
Yeah.
There, right? We're all of the same people. That's why it's called a tribe. But right. But also utilize them to get more ideas about how to reach out, like, locally too.
Yeah.
Because again, I don't think you're the only one. And I think encourage is another feeling, right, that needs to be in that model. Where, I mean, courage, it's courage to be okay with rejection, and courage to reach out for help, and courage to, you know, just try things, you know? And I mean, if you're looking for dating specifically, well, I'm coaching somebody. She may be on here right now. We've been talking about dating sites, you know, websites and stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of, you could get all kinds of guidance from the tribe about that. Or just how other people have met people, you know, kind of in a romantic way too. So just utilize the tribe in every way you can, because they're just like a gold mine of information. You know, we're big enough now where you can absolutely learn a lot from them. But again, it's got to come from a place of, you know, love for yourself and, like, you're there, but also, like, courage, openness, curiosity, and patience in the process, where it's like you just hadn't found the people yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to keep going until you find something that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, I mean, you know, and, you know, you can feel whatever you want to feel, right? You can feel the pain if you want to.
Right.
But then just decide, do you want to keep feeling pain, or do you want to try something else out? It's always up to you. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, the weight loss has stalled completely.
Mm-hmm. Do you think these two are kind of connected?
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out, so it's more difficult to stick to my plans, even though I write them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? And it's like, I think, you know, you might even be, I mean, if you're feeling this pain and you don't want to feel it, right, there might, you know, there's some probably some buffering going on, right? There's some
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The video game has been strong.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're done with this pain stuff, then the weight loss will come. If you're feeling something other than pain, right? If you're climbing out of this dirty diaper and into something that is going to, you know, move you forward. And I mean, I know, you know, how to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. But it's also like, again, if you choose to stay in the pain, just feel pain and like your reason for it.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, it's like, if you want to feel the pain, then say, you know what? I'm not going to eat to cover it up. I'm going to get real with my emotions and just feel this for a while, then reassess.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, you know, you don't want to jump around if you need to feel some stuff. And then say, you know what, I'm going to use this as kind of fuel for me to move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it? I know the Karens like that, you know, if a thought or a, you know, if you're reading a book, because I'm a big reader as well, and, you know, it, you know, they're stating a fact, and that fact just does not make you feel better. And, you know, I do love that from camp. She said, well, fuck them. fuck them and the horse they rode in on.
Right.
You know, that thought, if it's that thought is not making me feel better, then fuck it.
Yeah. Next, you know.
Yeah.
Because you've got to find the thought that helps. You know, I can, you know, my job, one of my big jobs is just to offer thoughts to people. But I always offer at least four or five, and, you know, may not resonate with not, you know, any of them, but at least it also just gets the wheels turning. Like, okay, none of this is working for me, but what could work for me? You know, what do I hear myself saying? Like, there's something working for me in my life, what are the thoughts that are leading to that? You know, because we all just have a lot of the same thoughts over and over again that either help us or don't help us. So, yeah. Yeah. So just kind of getting curious with that too.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, keep reaching out. I'm going to look for you in the Facebook group because I want you to reach out and at least see if you can meet up with some gals in your area. Okay.
Will do.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Thanks. All right.
Bye. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, Robin, there's a bunch of ideas. And again, it's like you look at those ideas and say, no, but it kind of gets the wheels turning on what might work for you, right? So there's all kinds of ideas in there. Okay, Mick, let's try you. Let's see. I think maybe you tried something. Let's see. One more time. Does it work? No. Okay. All right. Keep trying. Okay. Melissa and Kirsten. Melissa. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, are you there?
Oh, wait, sorry.
How are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, sorry.
That's all right.
I don't know if you heard that conversation.
I just heard we all just heard a couple of words, so. We haven't been on long, I promise.
It's a political conversation.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Right? About what's going on, but. Anyway, I didn't think I was going to get called, but I'm having the same issue, and I've written in to ask coaches about my sleep issue.
Yes.
And I'm doing all the sleep hygiene things. I take Sleep Remedy. I I try to go to bed at the same time, all those things, right? I don't have a problem going to sleep. It's when I wake up to use a bathroom or something, then sometimes my mind starts going. And so it's all anxiety and things like that. And then I notice, so I've written a lot about it, and I noticed that something that's not helping is when I have this situation, I immediately go to, oh no, I'm not going to be able to fall asleep again, which obviously doesn't help. And then right. It's really hard. So sometimes I just get up and I take this sleep aid that the doctor prescribed. It's trazodone, but I only take 1/4 of the pill and then I can go back to sleep, but I don't want to be dependent on that. So I'm trying to work on my thoughts, and also it's the thoughts that with my work, like I'm so far behind, I have so much to do, don't help either. So I keep doing models and trying to come up with a better thought that's going to help me to go to sleep. And so the thought that I've had is I'm just where I need to be, like even if I'm away, but I have a hard time believing that. So then it's like, I'm open to believing that I'm just where I'm supposed to be. But I tell you that my brain just is running mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. like in the middle of the night. I'm kind of like half awake, but, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's not even like worry. It's just things I have to do. And I've started meditating during the day to get better at being mindful and just being able to look at the thoughts and not attach to them. But
have you done any, like, have you looked at any specific meditations on sleep?
Yes, and I also have, like on YouTube, I've created a library for meditation. Mm-hmm. Recordings, and there's this guy that I really like, and sometimes I will listen to it and it helps me to go to sleep, but other times
also you could use those to really to find maybe some thoughts to practice in terms of use the meditations, like whatever the meditation, I mean, I don't know, I don't, you know.
Well, it's all about like relaxing right. your body and right. that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so those may be more like you're actually doing things with your body, but if there's some sort of sleep meditations where they're actually talking to you at first, which I guess maybe wouldn't make a lot of sense since you're trying to go to sleep, but
yeah, no, they do. And then it turns into music.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, and any of those that you could listen to and then maybe pull some thoughts out in terms of just, you know, thoughts to practice, but even just, I'm right where I need to be. It's just going to take practice, right? Because, I mean, right now you have a habit of, I mean, I kind of developed this habit for a while where like I would get up and go to the bathroom and then I would come back to, you know, the bed and not be able to go back to sleep because my brain just, and so, I mean, and then that just started happening, you know, night after night. And then I just, you know, and then I had to kind of say, okay, you know, I'm going to have to, this is becoming a habit. You know, because anything mm-hmm. that we do that is just kind of, you know, when we get them, go to the bathroom and then do this and do that, you know, it's all these steps. It's just become a habit.
It's not every night. Yeah. And I'm keeping a sleep log and, and I quit the coffee. We mm-hmm. talked about the coffee like in October. I've cut the coffee. I've cut the tea. I've even cut mm-hmm. chocolate, like, because I know that doesn't help. It's definitely when I'm more busy and I have a lot of, I'm a freelancer and I have a lot of job, like I'm always juggling different things, but.
And that's a thought, usually, right? That's maybe not serving you a whole lot. And that's the other thing is like your thoughts around what you're doing during the day, you know, are coming to you at night. And then it sounds like some of them are not, they're not serving you during the day. And so they're certainly not going to serve you in the night when you're laying there. And so it's a matter of kind of working on those too, where it's, you know, I'm getting as much done as I can get done right now. Or, you know, all your thoughts around your work where they don't just go away at night, right? And you know, if you get up and then, you know, your brain just wakes up a little bit, all those thoughts are going to come back. So it's not even like you have to come up with different thoughts for the night. It's like you got to still work on those thoughts that are going on during the day around your heart.
And I feel that I do, but I do the TDL and the modeling like in the morning. And when I wake up in the morning, if I've had sleep, or even if I haven't had enough, I'm like in a really pretty good mood and I'm ready to go. Like I'm not groggy. I don't need caffeine. And so that's when I do my modeling, but maybe I should do it at night.
Maybe you need to, I think that's exactly what I was about to suggest.
Which I have not done.
You need to dump out your brain before you go to bed.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
And get it out. But here's the other thing. So yeah, so that's definitely one. But
okay, I'll try that.
I want you to also, because I mean, I know you do a lot of models. I want you to just like put all of this up, like all of this stuff, like, you know, what's going on with your sleep right now? Put all of that in the C line. How do you think about that right now? Like where there
are. Yeah. And I've done that.
Okay.
And I feel like something's wrong with me.
Yes.
I did talk to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, part of it is because of menopause and the hormonal thing, but I have a lot of judgments about that. Like I feel like something's wrong with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I always used to be such a good sleeper. And also I have a lot of fear, which I've written about because I was sleep deprived for several years and it really impaired my body and ability to heal. So I have like a lot of.
So, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to it going like, well, of course you're having trouble sleeping, right? I mean, you feel scared when you can't go back to sleep or when you don't get enough sleep. Well, of course.
Yeah, I do. So I feel like, oh my God, I don't want to.
Yeah. Like
that
I don't
happen
get sick again or whatever.
And yeah. I keep thinking, okay, that's very past focused, but I am looking at the past to learn from it because I was being very extreme. I would have a tightness in my chest that I didn't know what it was, but it turned out it was fatigue. And, I had that for so long. And, so I know that I did learn from it and I can not judge myself because for a long time I had judgment about like, how could you let yourself get to this point? And, you know, how could you, and I cleared through that. You know, I was just doing the best I could. I was doing what I thought. Like I'd wake up and at four and I'd be like, oh, I'm awake. I'll just work. You know,
But what if you're doing the best you can right now too?
Yeah. Okay. I need to focus on that. Remember that thought.
Like I'm doing the best I can. What if this is just my next thing to work on? What if this is just the way it is right now.
I've also come up with a thought. I'm open to the belief that I'll figure this out, but I don't really believe that.
Yeah. And then and that assumes that there is something to figure out, right?
Yeah. Maybe that's
why that might not help you. Yeah. Okay. And so it's just like, what if this is just the way it is right now? And that's okay. And that's okay. I love putting "and that's okay" after any thought, you know, it just really takes that self-judgment away or with practice it does, right? Like it's all okay. Sometimes I will, if I'm feeling, I'm thinking specifically when I fly, pretty much every time I fly, I get, you know, like, because I was on a flight one time with a lot of turbulence and like, I just thought,
yes.
And so now, pretty much every flight usually when we're landing or something like that, I'll just, you know, and so it's like, I just kind of do, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm mm-hmm. okay. Because, you know, even if I die, I'm okay. I mean, I believe that. So, you know, but it's just like, I mean, that serves me. So, that helps me.
Yeah.
But, I think you get some panic there. I'm also going to post a podcast for you to listen to. Have I told you about it yet? There's one, Jody Moore is another life coach that is certified through the Life Coach School, and her podcast is called Better Than Happy. I'll just tell you this, and I'll put it in the replay of this call. But her podcast is called Better Than Happy, and she actually focuses on women who are in the LDS Church, the Church of Latter-day Saints, and that's her niche. But she has a podcast called, like, When You Didn't Get Enough Sleep Last Night or something like mm-hmm. that, because she works a lot with moms and stuff. And it's very short, but it's really just like she talks about a personal experience where she was at a life coach school training, and she was mm-hmm. in the bathroom with this other person, and she's like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night, and, you know, I'm going to be so tired today. And the gal was just like washing her hands. The other gal was just like washing her hands. And she said, well, what if you just decided you got enough sleep last night? Mm-hmm. And she just kind of went, well, I guess I could do that, couldn't I? So it's, you know, it's just all about like it's just all about the mental peace, right? Where, you know, I can just decide that I got enough sleep last night. But I mean, there's a little bit more to it on the podcast, but, you know, and she says it, I think, probably a little bit better than I did, but that's basically the gist of it. I mean, it's not anything mm-hmm. that's, you know.
Yeah, I'll definitely listen to it. I listened to Rachel Hart, the mm-hmm. drinking one, and she has one on drinking and insomnia. I don't drink. So that part wasn't so relevant because I don't get up to drink alcohol but then it was like kind of like, well, I'd have taken a sleeping pill before, right? So
oh yeah, and that's all the same thing. I mean, you know, it's like you are, you know, people are drinking or eating or taking pills or whatever because of a thought that they're having, you know. I mean, it's all, that's the action line in the model, and it can be a bunch of different actions, but it all comes from our thoughts and our feelings.
But it feels so true to me, because there are times when if I don't get enough sleep, I feel that thing in my chest of just such fatigue, like my body is fatigued.
I think just stay curious about that and be like, okay, is this a really just physical thing, or is this feeling a manifestation of an emotion?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, cause you know, like crying is a physical manifestation of an emotion. And is this feeling really just,
stress, stress and anxiety in general.
Right. That's what it sounds like to me. So just
I do feel like I'm more susceptible to that when I don't get enough sleep.
It becomes a
cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like, you're on to yourself, right? Like you're opening up, like maybe all these things I thought were facts might, or like, what if they weren't facts? What would, you know, what could it be? Or how could they not be facts? You know, I mean, that's a great question. Like, how could this just not be a fact in my life? How could this just be a thought? Or how could this just be?
It's hard to tease it out, because like with the weight loss and the four basics, like that just seems like that works. So that's like a,
but if you believe you can't ever lose weight, you know, you just believe you can lose weight.
Right.
You believe you know how to lose weight, but there's a lot of people who don't. And so even though the four basics seem very easy, if you think that...
Oh, I don't think it's easy. The two hunger skills is definitely not easy.
Right. But I mean, you know, think, you know, okay, this is how, you know, I just have to, you know, work on these four things and lose weight. I mean, that's, you know, that does make it easier, right? But it's like some people just aren't trusting the process. And I think for you, it's a matter of trusting the process with sleep and like, you know, that you just have to keep going and keep trying things and keep working on things. And, but also like maybe if there wasn't something to figure out, you know, what would it look like? You know, what would you need to think? All that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll check out the podcast and I'll definitely do the brain dump.
Yes.
Before bed. Because yes. That probably is going to make a difference.
Yes. I bet that's going to make a difference.
Because it's like, I don't have a problem falling asleep. I think it's because I'm so, so tired. Every night when I go to bed, I am tired. I do a lot. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And it's almost like maybe you won't be as tired right before you go to bed if you do that brain dump. You know, it's like, it's just, it'll be really interesting to see how you feel after you do that. Like when, you know, it may be best for you to do it like a couple of hours before you go to bed when you're not just so super, you know, tired or exhausted or whatever. So yeah, just kind of try out different things and see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Talk to you later.
I'll let you know. Okay.
All right. Yes. Keep me updated. Bye. All right. Kirsten and MB Spiker, and then Stephanie. Kirsten or Kirsten. Let's see. Hello. Here she is. Hi. Hi, you're sideways. There we go.
There we go.
How are you?
Great. Oh, I just want to say for the record, the discomfort and nerves of getting on a coaching call is in the stomach and the throat, and my brain's telling me I need to eat something.
Oh, how interesting, right?
So, right. That's not my problem.
Okay.
My problem is more I need help. I've been sitting here trying to do my model on a problem that I have. And do you want me to just run you through my unintentional model?
Yes, sure.
Okay. My circumstances, I've lost 58 pounds and I've got 5 pounds till my goal.
Okay.
I've been within 2 pounds of that goal or three, no, two or three, something like that. And starting, as soon as I saw that number, the problems started to come up. There's a thought in there that I'm not sure what it is, but it's like, it's almost like if I don't have a weight problem, what's left? Mm-hmm. Or if I don't have this to work on, what am I gonna do? Mm-hmm. And my feeling is lost. My action is eat. Mm-hmm. And my result is going to be to gain weight, which mm-hmm. will prove the original thought that apparently I need a weight problem.
Yes.
But I've had this to do for like my weight's been my noble problem mm-hmm. for 25 years. Mm-hmm. I can lose it, then I'll gain it back. Mm-hmm. And then I got that problem to work on again. Mm-hmm. So
well, first off, okay, so you said like when you see a certain number, that's when all this happens?
No, it's not about the scale.
Okay.
It's about what result do I want for my future?
Okay.
And it's kind of about like the purpose and the point moving forward with this not being a problem anymore.
Right. Okay,
and
so
if I can't figure that out,
right.
I'm going to make it a problem again
because absolutely.
I'm not figuring it out.
Your model is like so clear, right? Like how you are proving your thought. So, but again, what was your thought? I think were some questions, right?
My thought, yes, it's.
So I want you to answer those questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what were they again? What was the first one?
On the first page, it is. If weight isn't my problem, what do I do? What's left? What's the point?
Okay.
Because what am I looking forward to? It's not a number on the scale. What's my goal? What am I striving for in the now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I going to do? What's right now? Mm-hmm. And then, so I tried to answer my own questions And it was like whenever I dream or I have a, or I'm like, I could do this, or what if I did that? My next question is why? Like if I want to, I'm a stay-at-home mom. My point is like, well, I should get a job so I can find meaning and purpose, or I should maybe take a class or get a hobby or do something. And then my question is why? And it's like, so I can have purpose and contribution, but I already have purpose and contribution. Mm-hmm. But why isn't that the purpose that I have of being a mom and contributing to my family? Why is that not enough?
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it enough? I mean, is it okay that it's not enough?
Well, I want to be satisfied in what I'm doing now, because sometimes I can have the thoughts that, especially when my mind is very clear, then it's, sorry.
No, go ahead. Take your time.
I don't know. I just want my results. I'll tell you what I want my result to be. I want my result to be obviously maintain the weight, not have that problem, but also, I don't know, like be working towards something or achieve something and not be afraid that it's not the perfect something. It doesn't have to be the right something. I just have to pick something and go for it. And there's like fear and self-doubt there.
Yeah, of course, right? Of course there is. Like, it's totally normal. You were asking why. Like, I could do this, but why?
Because, what's the point?
What's the point? Because I want to, right? And I say that because I've been doing this work myself. Like recently, like how do you just want something? Don't you have to like have a good reason? Don't you have to just like have, you know, like how do you just want something? Think about Corinne, like you know what she wants, right? I mean, you know, she's clear on what she wants, all these goals she has and stuff like this. How do you just make the decision just want something? You just do. Like you don't have to have a reason. I can decide I want to go out and skydive this afternoon. And it's just because I want to. But I'm not in a practice, you know, we are not good at practicing just wanting things and not having to have a good reason, not having to have to explain it to other people, but just because we want to. And then how do you want something? You, like you just said, you go out and you try this, and you figure out, do you want to keep doing it or not? You go out and try this. And maybe you like it, maybe you don't. That's how you figure out what you want.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Low battery.
Oh, okay.
So just want something because I want it. And
that's enough. And that doesn't mean that you don't want other things in your life. That doesn't mean that you don't want to still be a mother. That doesn't want, it's just that you want to be more. You want to be more of yourself. I like that so much better than becoming like a better version of yourself, because like we're all already like awesome. It's not like we need to become better. We just want to become more. And that's like, that's that whole abundance mindset. Like I'm an amazing mom. I have these amazing kids, all of this stuff. And now I want more. And I can have it. And I don't have to feel guilty. I don't have to feel, you know, boastful or whatever it is, because I want more. I can just have it because, you know, I can just do it because I want it.
Do I need to figure out why that feels so wrong, or just
push
it away?
Well, I mean, you know, a little bit of both, right? I mean, it's like you want to, I mean, if you had to answer why you think that's wrong, what would you say?
Why do I think it's wrong to want to do something just because I want it? Mm-hmm.
going to go back to self-love month and just maybe the underlying deserving thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't do this for myself because my house is a wreck and my kids need me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not worth, you don't think you're worthy of more. Right? Is that it? I think that might be it.
But sometimes, like, I've had brief flashes where, like I said, sometimes your head can be so clear and you understand that and you can believe it, but then you lose it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where the action line comes in. Like, you can, you know, your model can look something like, I'm working on believing I'm worthy of this. And then you feel like, I mean, you're not going to feel like super confident, but it's just like, okay, I'm going to be open, curious, willing, all of that. And I'm going to do it anyway. Like, no matter what, I'm going to do it. That's what needs to be in your action line. Like, I do this stuff, even though all this doubt comes up, even though I doubt my worthiness, I doubt all this stuff, I just keep doing it. And that's totally the same with weight loss, right? That's the thing, is that, like, you can learn from weight loss. You probably had a ton of doubt about losing weight, right? Whether you could do it, whether you were worthy of doing it, whether all that kind of stuff. And you just kept going, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. You just decide that you are going to do whatever you want. And the doubt and the guilt and the questioning your worthiness and all of that comes along for the ride. And that's totally normal. But you just keep going. Because you, I mean, like, here you are 5 pounds from your goal. And
I didn't fix myself to be here.
Right. And that's a good lesson for everybody listening to learn, right? Like, that's why I do all this work as we're losing weight. But still, when we get to our goal weight, well, there's still work to do. And that's good news, because we're just still working on stuff. Life would be boring if we were just perfect. That's my opinion.
So it sounded like you had a latter thought in there on I'm willing to believe, or I'm open to something.
One of my favorite thoughts, power thoughts when I was losing weight was, I doubt it, but I do it. So it's like, I'm going to let all these crappy feelings come in, but I'm still doing what I want to do. I doubt it, but I do it. And the other one was, I'm just going to do something different this time. Like, I've tried all this other stuff, right? And so even though this feels uncomfortable, even though this feels wrong or whatever, I'm just doing something different this time. I'm trying something different, even though I don't love the word try, you know, I'm just going to do something different this time, because nothing has worked. And that's how it was with weight loss. But that's also how it is with, you know, like, doing anything you want to do. I'm just going to, like, keep doing it and be okay with all this other crap that comes up. And just, like, maybe that's the answer, you know, maybe that's, because, you know, before, when all this other crap would come up, I'd quit. I'd be like, oh, I must have made, you know, the wrong decision, right? I mean,
sitting in confusion.
Yes. And
just not doing anything, because yes, you can't make a freaking decision.
Right. And maybe I'll just make the decision, decide that it is the one for me right now. Like, just take the right and wrong out of it. Just say, like, this is what I'm doing right now. And then I'm all in on figuring out if it's what I want or what I don't want. But it's not ever going to be the wrong decision, because it's the decision that I made. I don't make wrong decisions. You know, I love that. I love saying that to myself.
You, like, coached on that earlier.
Yes, and exactly.
I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah. P&P has a great podcast on decision making, but then also the Life Coach School has a great podcast But Corinne and Kathy did one on decision making too, because, you know, Corinne is like a freaking ninja about making decisions. Yeah, like, you know, she bought her house in like 2 days or whatever. Because all a decision is just a thought that you decide to think. You can literally, you don't need to take time to make decisions, right? A decision happens in a split second, because it's just, you just decide, you know. And so it's like taking time to decide something is just, you know, you can do it, but it doesn't take time to make a decision. It's a split second. So, you know, so yeah, you can just decide, like, all the decisions I make are right because they're the ones I make, you know, if you want to use the word right or wrong, you know, right. But, yeah, because you're either going to, like, you know, like I said, you're either going to succeed at whatever it is, or you're going to learn that it's not what you want and you move on to the next thing. Yeah. I'm proud of you for doing this work, you know, when, you know, you're reaching your goal weight and just like, it's this, and just being honest and being like, okay, what's going to be left? Because I think a lot of people, there's some other people that are in maintenance right now that are working on this very same thing. And that's something you could post in Queen's Club if you wanted to, because I think you would get a lot of support. Where it's like, what's left now? Oh my gosh, I've been trying to lose weight for 40 years. And now that this problem is solved, what is left in my life? I mean, that is absolutely a question I've heard over and over again for people that have gone into maintenance. And I thought the same thing, you know, like, and then, you know, and you stand on that scale and, you know, it has this number you've always wanted, but then you look around at your life and nothing else has changed, right? Like, or, you know, all the circumstances in your life are the same. When for so long you thought that just everything, or I thought everything would be, you know, perfect.
Rainbows and daisies. Yeah.
And it's like, so you want to, so this is for everybody, no matter where you are in your journey. Because you don't want to get to that weight and then have all these big expectations of that, you know, it's just like there's always work to do. But I just see that as like the best news ever, because I just always want to be working on something and becoming more of myself and all that kind of thing. Like, I'm just so grateful for this, you know, to just be able to do this work, you know, this thought work and stuff. So,
yeah.
That's where I come from. So, yeah.
So I think I've heard, I don't know if it's in a podcast or live, about the potential of there being a bonus course on maintenance.
I actually,
is that in the works?
Yes. Don't quote me on anything, but yes, I actually heard, Corinne doing I was listening to a replay this morning, and yeah. And then, I've talked with Corinne a little bit. So yes, that is in the works. That is in the works. Okay. But still, it's like, I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, yeah, I think that it's not like, what do you do to maintain your weight, right? We all know what we need to do, just what we've always been doing. It's that whole what's left thing. Like, okay, what's my next thing? And, yeah. And so, yeah, so that's, we're definitely working on some of that stuff. So yeah, stay tuned. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Sure. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. What's next? Okay. We've got MB and we've got Stephanie, and that'll probably wrap us up. Hello.
Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you, yes.
I figured it out on my phone.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah, it's me.
I should have suggested that you try your phone. So, yeah, okay, good.
I'm a little technically challenged, so I have to wait for my husband to come home to fix the computer for me.
Good. Okay.
So I am a junior.
Tell me your first name again.
Michelle.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What's
I am a June baby. I have been listening to podcasts since January, but I joined in June. And I just did my first TDL and model.
Awesome.
I just got home from being on an extended family vacation. And I wrote a vacation protocol for the first time in my life, because usually I gain so much weight in a week. And I'm so happy because I like 90% stuck to it. Awesome. So it was really very encouraging and felt like really good. But by doing that, we take an extended family vacation every year. And I'm usually head down in the food the whole time. And this time I wasn't. So there was a lot of stuff that came up. So what I should have done probably is journaled and stuff while I was there, but I waited till I got home, and just did like a set my timer, did a TDL, and then tried to do a model. So I kind of just wanted to get a little bit of input if I did it correctly. Okay. So I just did a very quick TDL about, vacation. So can I just read that really quickly to you? Okay. So I felt uncomfortable being myself on vacation this time, and pretty judged by one of my sisters. Feel like she really has issues with me. We've always had kind of like a little bit of a something between us. But this time I really felt it a lot more. I noticed her comments a lot more directed at me. In a negative way. And so my TDL was like, I don't feel like she loves me or she wants to be friends or hang out with me. I felt like I walked on eggshells all of vacation. I didn't feel connected to my family. I felt like kind of like disliked a little bit. And I don't really understand why, because I care and I try to help, but I feel like, I'm always trying to not say or do the wrong thing. I have a pretty strong personality. I'm pretty outspoken. And so in the past few years, I've been trying to dial that back a little bit, because I know some people don't receive that like I mean it. And I felt like I did that all vacation. Like I walked on eggshells and I thought about everything before I said it, because I didn't want to, you know, say it the wrong way or offend somebody. And I felt like I tried to hold my husband and my kids up to that standard also, because I didn't want them to do anything that was going to cause any, you know, waves or anything. So I came out feeling really judged and not accepted for who I was with my family. And so that was my TDL. Mm-hmm. So then my model, at first I had a hard time finding a fact in all of that. But then I realized that the only fact was that I went on vacation with my family. I like searched and searched that like for a fact. And I was like, there's no real fact in there.
Right. I mean, you could come up with like a direct quote from your sister or somebody, like if she said something very specific, that could be a circumstance. But that's pretty much it.
Okay. And then my thought was, I don't think my family really likes me that much. Mm-hmm. And then the feeling of that was deeply sad. Mm. And then my action, I said that I walked on eggshells to try to feel accepted. Mm. And then my result, I was kind of like, my result was, I don't know if this is a result or not, but I feel like I did that and I feel like no one really noticed that and nothing really changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and your result was also probably like you didn't like yourself a whole lot during that week.
I didn't like how uncomfortable I felt at the time. And right. I didn't, and I really, you know, I get in my own head then and I think to myself, like if somebody gets upset about something, I immediately think, what did I say? Or, you know, or are they upset because I said this or that? Mm-hmm. And I was doing that the whole week. And you know, my husband, at one time I thought it was my brother-in-law, who we get along really well, but for some reason he got upset about something and I immediately thought, oh, it must've been because I said this to his daughter, mm-hmm. you know, my niece. And my husband and him are real close. And so my husband went and talked to him and it had nothing to do with me,
right.
Like not one thing, right. But immediately I go to, and that does not happen when I am eating.
I was just about to say, this is so interesting, right? That like, usually when you're eating, like none of this stuff it's like way in the back of your head, yeah. Right? Because you're just busy eating and buffering, right? From all of this stuff.
Like all the time.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so it's totally normal that like all of the, you know, because you weren't buffering or, you know, you weren't eating, that all of this stuff just moved into the forefront of your mind. And so that's totally normal. You know, all of this is totally normal. So did you work on an intentional model, or did you get that far, or were you just?
No, I actually, when I came home, I just started, I think it's the section 4 of the No BS.
Okay.
So I just watched the TDL and model.
Okay. So it's lessons. All normal.
So mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any farther than that. I just wanted to make sure that I was doing the model
yes.
correctly. So when you do a TDL, do you always work into a model, or
you don't? I mean, you don't have to, but we recommend it just to be able to see kind of, you know, where everything fits in, you know, because with your TDL, it's always going to fit in one line of the model, just to see how the process goes, right? And just mm-hmm. to see, because sometimes with the TDL, it's just a bunch of thoughts and feelings and, you know, stuff, just a big story all jumbled
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you. So what you can do is that you, and I think that we talk about this in No BS, is that you write the thought down low, just dump everything out, and then you go back and underline the facts. And for you, it was just like, we went on vacation. And then basically the rest of the TDL is either thoughts or feelings, mostly thoughts. And so you can just pick out one thought. And for you, it's like, I don't think my family likes me very much, right? Was that something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, but you had a bunch of thoughts in there. I mean, as mm-hmm. you were reading it, I mean, you could do a model on each one of those thoughts. And I was making some notes when you were going through your TDL.
Mm-hmm.
And just with the feelings, I heard uncomfortable, judged, disliked, not accepted. And then you didn't even include any of those in your model
mm-hmm,
and you,
mm-hmm.
and you put sad, right? And so you could do an individual model on each one of those feelings, any of the feelings that are in there. So you do have a bunch of feelings in there too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so it's really just a matter of, for you right now, just awareness of what is, you know, what is happening that, you know, and then, and awareness. It's always like this twofer. It's like the awareness and then don't judge what's going on, right? Like, don't make it anything bad about you. Just like, this is what is happening right now. And all of that is okay. And I just need to like, just be, sit in this unintentional model for a while. Like, okay, this is kind of my relationship with my family right now. And it's all okay. It's not good or bad, right or wrong. But is this what I, and not even but it's just like, okay, this is what's going on. Do I want to keep doing it like this, or do I want to change it, you know? And do I have a good reason for it? But for you, it's like, I don't think you're quite there yet, you know? And I know you've got another vacation coming up. Is that what's happening that you want to work
yeah.
on?
Yeah. I mean, a mini one just with like the girls in our family.
Okay.
We do a lot together.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, I mean, so for you, you could kind of start kind of just brainstorming about, once you kind of just really kind of sit in this awareness for a little while about kind of the thoughts and the feelings and just really become clear on all those, like, what could I think instead? You know, because it's not your family, right, that is causing you all these feelings of judged and disliked. And, you know, because your sisters and everybody else, you know, they can behave however they want, right? They can say whatever they want. I just got back from a family vacation. So I'm right there with 21 of my family members.
Mm-hmm.
And actually maybe 20. So I made 21. But
we had 14. So
yeah. So, and all in the same house together.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Eating meals together and
yep.
all that kind of stuff. And
yep.
I think you probably did a little bit better than me in terms of making and following plans and stuff that week, but that's beside the point. But it's like, okay, everybody gets to be whoever they are, including me. And so how do I want to show up this week? And that's just kind of a question you can ask. Like, how do I want to show up when I'm around my family and on these vacations? And when you were talking, you were kind of talking about how you were outspoken and how you did all these things. And I just kind of thought of like a thought like, you know what? I am who I am, you know, like I'm me, and you know, and that's, and they're them, right? And so it's just like, and I think about that with my family too. No one's going to change, mm-hmm. you know, no one's going to change at this point. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, okay, how can I show up the way I want to? And that doesn't mean that you, you know, and that may mean like that you, part of your action line is to, you know, have some alone time during, you know, during the week or, you know, during the vacation or, you know, to recharge or whatever. I know that was for me. And mm-hmm. so it's like, okay, how do I want to show up? I want to show up as my, you know, as my best self during this time. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do that? And, you know, and I, you know, I'm me, I love them, I love myself, you know, it's just like all those kind of thoughts that you want to start practicing, just kind of opening up your mind to those.
It's funny because when my husband gets upset or, you know, annoyed with some things that my mom does, mm-hmm. it's exactly what I say to him. I say to him, you know, she is who she is. She's not going to change. We just have to, you know, accept it and move on. Mm-hmm. But I won't allow myself to think about myself like that.
Right.
You know, it's
because you're like your husband's model is that he feels annoyed mm-hmm. by is it his mother,
my mother,
your mother? Like, okay, yeah. Well, even yeah. better, right? Something that your mother said something. That's the circumstance. He feels annoyed. There's a thought in there that he's choosing, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. my mother-in-law annoys me, or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And he mm-hmm. can also choose to think, you know what, she is who she is. I love her anyway. And it's a waste of time for me to feel anything but right. love for her or whatever it is, you know?
Right.
So, okay. yeah. All so right. it's just, again, it's just kind of being aware of what's going on now and just being just okay with it and not being in a rush to change it, but then just starting to kind of open up your mind to like, okay, how could it be different? How, you know, even like, what is the result I want from this next vacation? And how do I need to, you know, and kind of working up the model from there. In terms of what do I need to do to get that result? How do I need to feel to do those things? You know, you can start the model in any place. It doesn't okay. have to be from the top down, or, you know, you can start with a thought. You can start with a okay. result.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I thought I always had to start with like the back thought.
No. Okay. No, you can start. And then, you know, if you kind of get stuck with one of the spaces, you know, post it and ask coaches or whatever, and we can help you. So yeah, it's just, it's a, you know, it's very flexible in terms of where you start and stuff.
The issue for me right now is the uncomfortable feelings that I usually eat over, because mm-hmm. I came home last night and I was alone, which mm-hmm. is also the danger zone for mm-hmm. me when I'm having uncomfortable feelings and I'm alone. Mm-hmm. That's when I am like a binger.
Right.
And so last night, as all these feelings were coming through my head then, because I was allowing the time, you know, for it to happen, I immediately wanted to
yes.
go out and get something and just mm-hmm. eat.
Right.
So I did not end up doing that, but I did eat off plan. Mm-hmm. I tried to dial it back so it wouldn't do as much damage, but I still ate too many of those kettle corn popcorner thingies. So I sat down with a bag of those and just
oh my gosh, them. Michelle, you and me, that is my like that is my binge food, popcorners. And the kettle flavor.
So funny.
Oh my gosh, okay. We are like popcorner sisters.
That's really funny, because I thought to myself, well, I won't do as much damage with these, but I'm still going to eat off plan.
And see, that is almost more dangerous, right? When you think, oh, they're healthier, you might as well just go out and get like a hot fudge sundae or something, right?
But I did do a recovery worksheet
good.
Afterwards.
Good.
One of my first ones of those also.
Good.
So that's the thing for me now, is to sit in the uncomfortableness that I have not done before.
And it's allowing the discomfort and then not having judgments on top of that, right? Where it's like, oh, I shouldn't feel uncomfortable, or like, oh, I shouldn't feel judged by my sister, or I shouldn't feel sad, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can have kind of, you know, feelings and then judgment on top of feelings. And so that's how it kind of builds. And so you just have to be like, okay, I can feel anything, you know, I can feel any emotion. It's just vibrations in my body.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's all part of that feelings, lesson and no BS. It's just like, I'm willing to feel anything, you know, and it's nothing's gonna kill me. It'll just be uncomfortable for a little while. And then I get to decide if I want to keep feeling it or something else, but I certainly don't have to eat over it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Uh-huh. Okay, Stephanie. Oops. Oh, there we go. Okay. You'll be the last one. I'll stay a little bit over since we got started late. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, my question is, I think you were the one that asked me if I didn't have any feelings, what was I doing in the tribe?
I don't know.
Through a comment I made, maybe.
I don't know. Okay.
But I've been spending a week trying to figure out what kind of feelings I have, because okay. I don't feel like I'm an emotional eater. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm like if I'm angry, I don't eat. Mm-hmm. If I'm
why do you eat?
I think I eat because I'm hungry.
Okay.
That's what I think there's more towards urges than, and I'm kind of buffering. I come home and I think it's a habit. I come home, which I've done, all my boys are raised and older and they're gone now. But when I came home, the first place, my garage was connected to my kitchen. Mm-hmm. I'd go straight to the kitchen, cook dinner. And that was my, let's say 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock habit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm used to doing that. Now that it's just my husband and I, you know, sometimes when I get home, he's napping, but I would go to the kitchen and you know, pick at like a pantry eater, you know, I'd be snacking on this or that.
So are you truly physically hungry when you're doing this?
Yes. I feel hungry, but I'm starting to realize or wonder and kind of trying to notice if it's just that habit in my brain telling me
yeah.
that I'm hungry and I'm really not.
Yeah.
So this whole week I've been working on that and coming home and actually laying on the couch or sitting on the couch, watching TV, trying to detour. A few days I went to the gym at 5 instead of 6. So then I went straight from work and I came home. I wasn't hungry at all. And so I almost had to force myself to kind of like, I was waiting for dinner. I was waiting to be hungry. Mm-hmm. And, so it was kind of weird. So I've kind of noticed that. So I've been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my, most of my, problem is eating off plan.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm still having that problem where I make my 24-hour plan. I'm doing great. I'm following it all the way through the day. I've cut my snacks down.
Mm-hmm.
This week I've, leveled up. I changed my fruit snacks from the week before to vegetable snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had like, celery and peanut butter, or I've had, cucumber, which, you know, it just kind of, and this week I haven't really been hungry for it. I've been trying to add more protein to my lunch. I didn't have breakfast yesterday cause I forgot my protein shake on the counter when I went to work. So I just thought, you know what, I'm over it. I didn't want to just go grab something frivolous from the cafeteria. I work in a hospital. So I didn't want to grab something weird there. So I just said, oh, well, forget it. I'm not going to die if I don't eat breakfast. I just had black coffee and, you know, just call it a morning.
Sounds like you, I mean, there is something, and I can't remember if anybody remembers what course this was in. There's something where we talk about the difference between like mouth hunger and stomach hunger, I think is what it is.
Yes.
And I think for you, it's like when you have mouth hunger, you're just like, it's like that habit thing. It's like, ooh, I just want to eat something, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, you just have this urge, and it's just an urge. And it's, you know, and you have urges because you have a habit in place, right? Where you've
eaten
things before at, you know, at the same time or in the same place or whatever. And so it just really sounds like you're onto yourself about, you know, like, I may not really need to eat right now. And you're just staying curious with it. And you're just, you know, trying some things. So
trying to figure it out. I think I'm on the right track. Started to get on the right track. I kind of just got focused I don't want to say this week. I mean, I've been really trying because my old diet habits, you know, I would just eat every 2.5 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just eating when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot. I'm mm-hmm. learning a lot, listening to the podcast over and over and over, mm-hmm. listening to all the lessons over yeah. and over each week. When I'm in my office at work, I just play it all day long. I right. even have staff members coming up and they're like, what are you listening to? Or who is that? You know? And I'm like, oh, it's a podcast, you know, they're yeah. like, oh, okay. So, you know, they just kind of go out their business. But, I just learned right now, I guess I just realized that last R on the thought download is a result. I thought it was a reaction.
No. Yeah. The R in the model. So CTFAR. Yeah. Last one is result. Yeah.
Okay. I can do the intentional because I feel like I'm a very intentional person, but the unintentional, I'm stuck.
Okay. How come? Why do you think?
I'm not really sure because I don't know if I have unintentional thoughts.
Well, the thing is about unintentional and intentional is you may like, it doesn't really necessarily mean like literally unintentional and intentional. It means like for right now, you may be having intentional thoughts that are not getting you the result you want. That's what we're talking about here. So the unintentional is it doesn't get you the result you want, like the last thing in the model. So if you're not losing weight or if you're gaining weight or whatever, that's your unintentional. Like that's the one that you don't, you know, that you want to move away from eventually because it's not the result you want. So if the words unintentional, intentional don't, you know, kind of don't work for you, then you can come up with, but it's just basically, it doesn't get you the result you want. And then the intentional does get you the result that you want.
Okay. See, yeah. I also had a family vacation last week, mm-hmm. with my mom and my three sons and, mm-hmm. you know, the fiance, the wife, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We did that. And I've planned out my week. I did my son, my older son and I, we planned out the whole week. Mm-hmm. I did really good. But I felt like it was way too much food. Mm. They like to literally eat three times a day and yeah. three meals a day.
Yeah.
And I ate with them. And mm-hmm. I by midweek, I was like, this is way too much food
yeah. Probably for me was.
Eating.
Yeah.
So I gained 7 pounds mm-hmm. that week. This week I lost 6.2. So
awesome.
I know that it's just the weight that I gained.
Yeah.
I say just the weight I gained, but you know, just it's the weight that I gained from the not yeah. eating the way I should have been. Right. So I kind of got back into my old routine. I was just so ready to come home and get into my own routine, mm-hmm. Of exercise, work, my own food prep, my own, you know, yeah. everything. And, yeah.
You really learned from your vacation that it was like, you know, that what you've been doing at home is really what you want to keep doing, right? In terms of
yes.
Portions and things like that. Like, you know, we all, it's for a lot of us, it's like we're just eating way more food than our body really needs for fuel.
Yes. And yeah. I also noticed that if I wait too long in between lunch and dinner, you know, I will eat off plan. I will
yes.
eat something. Yesterday I did that and it didn't dawn on me till I posted my 24-hour plan this morning to my Marco Polo group. And when I said it out loud, and then I was listening to someone else's, but I accidentally replayed mine. Mm-hmm. And I just let it play. And I listened to it and I thought, oh my gosh, because I put down protein, carb, and a veggie, not knowing what dinner was going to hold because mm-hmm. my husband will call me at between 12 and 2 and say, hey, let's go to dinner. Mm-hmm. When I didn't really plan for dinner. So I kind of leave that open and think, mm-hmm. okay, I could pick something wherever we go, you
yeah.
know, and that healthy. Well, I put down protein, carb, and a veggie, ended up going to a sports bar. I got a tri-tip sandwich
mm-hmm.
and I ate a handful of fries. I said, okay, well, there's my protein and my carb, but it was probably way too much. I should have just ate half of it, not a whole one.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, when I heard my replay this morning or you know, heard my video this morning, I said, I should have asked for a tri-tip salad. Like, yeah. Why didn't that dawn on me? Well, then I started kind of replaying the day in my head. Well, I hadn't eaten since 11:30.
Yeah.
So I think, but when I got home, I was hungry, you know, and.
Yeah. And your brain was like so focused on just being hungry that it didn't,
yes.
you know, it didn't have enough energy to like get creative with what to order, you know, at the restaurant. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So I think so I'm kind of noticing I'm trying to be more aware of
yeah you're doing it you are doing the work. I mean, you are you know, you're making choices and then you're learning from those, whether you want to make those choices again or make different choices. But I love what you said about the Marco Polo, where that's what I love about Marco Polo, because sometimes I accidentally go back and listen to, you know, I'm listening to myself, but I think that can be so valuable for you to listen to yourself and how you talk and what you say and all that kind of stuff, right? And so this yes. is for everybody who's in Marco Polo groups. It might be really interesting for y'all to go back and listen to yourselves and hear yourselves and how you talk about, you know, what you eat and the choices that you make and things like that. So
yes.
that was like, that was supposed to have, that was, you know, divine intervention. You were supposed to hear that, right?
Right. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So I'm just wanted to make sure I'm on the right track.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not going to be a perfect process. And like, it looks like you're just, you know, you're learning from things and like you're learning and figuring out how you can apply it into the future and just moving forward. So, okay. you know, and that's all you can ask for, right? In this journey.
Yes.
It's just like, it's an imperfect journey, but just don't ever waste one opportunity to learn something, right? From any overeat, yes. from any decision that, you know, that you make, like just say, okay, if it's, you know, if it didn't get me the result that I want, right, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity and figure out what I can learn from it to move on, to keep going in my journey. So you're yeah. right on track for sure.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. I think so too. I usually would eat, we went to the movies after to see Lion King. It was a great movie, mm-hmm. by the way, but, I didn't have popcorn. Yeah. I usually eat a large thing of popcorn.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I'm not hungry. I don't need it.
I remember the first time I went to the movies and didn't have popcorn. And I was like, oh my gosh, I survived. Right.
Yes. Like,
and I actually probably concentrated on the movie more and, right. you know, and so sometimes I go to the movie now and I have popcorn or sometimes I don't, but I know now that I will be okay not having popcorn if I don't plan it or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And I think this was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're doing great. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take Thank care. You so See ya.
You uh-huh. too. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Let me look at this one question. Let's see. What do you say to yourself when you are on vacation? Can't eat all your lunch because you are at a two. It tastes amazing. No choice except to eat or pitch. You can say, is what choice is going to get me to my goals? You know, and like, you may be thinking like, but I want to get my money's worth or something like that. Oh my gosh. I wish I had, the next time someone asks Corinne about eating somewhere and not getting their money's worth because they don't eat the whole thing, y'all watch out, because she has like the best answer. And I wish we need to put that in her rants. Sometime, because it's like, you got your money's worth if you got your satisfaction out of it, and you did, right? And so decide that you got your money's worth and you're done, right? I mean, it's just like, we don't have to, you know, we're in a world now where we don't have to save everything, right? You enjoyed it, you feel satisfied, you're at your plus two, and the meal is over and you don't have to take it with you, and just decide that that was the exact experience that you planned and you executed and you're done. So, and you know, and you made a choice that's getting you to your goals and what you really want. So good question. All right, y'all. Well, this ended up so much better than it started, right? I'm so glad we got all these tech issues figured out. And so I am running to potty and then I'm getting on the road. So, this was really good today. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see. And she pitched it before you even answered. So, right. So yeah, just, you know, like your reason, right, for pitching it. And you had a reason of you couldn't take it with you. You don't have a fridge or whatever. Right. And it, you know, you made a decision that got you moving towards your goals. So, all right, y'all, have a great rest of your weekend. Corinne will be coaching tomorrow at noon, and I will see y'all later. All right, take care. Bye.